that only a few rise to the top in the same field that many play in. Why is it that if thousands attempt the same thing with similar tools, the outcome of success and excellence is held by a tiny percentage? These are the rising stars, and I have found another that I believe will become a household name someday. Let's explore the X factor they bring to the table. Thank you for joining. You have tuned in to Rising Stars, a segment of Debt-Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Our website is debtfreewealthradio.com. It's a production of trudybehrman.com. And thank you for taking us along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlet. I invite you to come on board as we discover new rising stars that seem destined to become household names in their sphere of influence. Without doubt, Trace Kingham is a rising star to watch because he makes events into memorable, unique experience that bring not just smiles, but business results. Trace Kingham is an author of Standout, Place Your Business in the Spotlight with Results-Driven Events. He has Kingham Signature Events and holds a degree in theater arts and has transformed his passion for theater to live events for the past 18 years. And like a director, Trace has a keen sense of strategy and is a master at orchestrating events of all sizes by understanding everyone's role in making a magical experience for the guests. Trace infuses his branded event experience strategy into all of his clients' projects, making certain a well-defined purpose is implemented throughout the project, culminating into a solid business performance for his clients. Trace, are you there?
I am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Now, we only have 15 minutes, and you have a rich history that we could not possibly explore totally in this show. So I have a couple questions to just kind of help us focus in. So, Trace, tell us real quickly, what is your mission, and who exactly are you serving there?
Sure. We are collaborative partners with a passion for creating unique experiences and visionary and inspiring environments working with you and for you. We're dedicated, fun, and experienced, and we tend to work with corporations on multi-levels for internal and external audiences, as well as large nonprofits working with them on helping them raise funds for their organization.
Okay, so you're not the traditional, like, wedding planner or anything like that. You're more...
Okay. Now, I have done a few, and then that has been at the request of very special people in my life, particularly Beth Pritchard. She's the former CEO of Bath & Body Works. She did the foreword for my new book, and she asked me to help her with her only daughter's wedding. So that was a corporate event in itself with a multi-day, you know, itinerary for everyone that was attending that event. So.
Okay, definitely. Well, we know you're doing that for the past 18 years. I kind of mentioned that. So you have a unique twist on your event planning, right? Because you bring in your theatrical art. So kind of give us an example of what that looks like when you're approaching a client's event.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I do. I leverage my theatrical training quite heavily when I work with clients. We sit down at the table in an environment where we really sit to explore the purpose, understand the inside and out of the organization and what they want to accomplish, what they want their guests to do, what actions do they want to take. So having all that information on the front end then allows us to come back with creative solutions that will propel the organization forward and really motivate the guests that attend the event to take some sort of action, whether it's to be engaged with the organization, maybe they want them to sign up to get regular informational updates from the the organization, or maybe in some cases give to the organization of their time, talent, or treasure. So we really need to uncover at the very front end, just like we would as a director, who would really dive into the script and understand the intricacies of the characters within the play. We do the same thing. We want to understand the guests. What's their passion? What's their frame of mind? What are their likes? What are their dislikes? And how do they see themselves aligning with the organization? And I say it over and over that if you don't have the right audience at your event, you cannot maximize your investment. So it really is a key component to understanding how to make an event really rich and really stand out for that organization that we're helping to plan.
Wow. All right. So what prompted you to write your book, Stand Out, Place Your Business in the Spotlight with Results? I like, first of all, result-driven events. It's not just an event. It's a result-driven event. I just love that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
well,
I think what prompted me,
book,
a lot
Trace?
Of people put on events, a lot of people put on events for the sake of the event, but really it's you have so much more depth, so much more opportunity for the guests to enjoy the experience if you come from it from a results-driven perspective. So, the passion that I have for this is really a result of me wanting to write about it and share my unique perspective of how I bring my theatrical experiences to an event. And I mean, and twofold is really an opportunity to showcase to the corporate and nonprofit industry how important it is to approach it the way I do and really elevate the plan of events within the marketplace. And, I really wanted to showcase how much experience it takes to be an effective event planner or designer. The discipline is, there's so many components to an event that you need to be an expert at. And I don't think people realize how much expertise it does take for a planner to bring to the table. It's not just checking off a box and making sure you're not, you're staying within budget. Those are obviously very important, but there's so much more depth to creating an experience that is memorable and leaves a lasting impression.
Well, that's for sure, because we've all been to events that are like, wow, and then we've all been to events that stick in our minds. So that's definitely for sure. Now, clearly, this book then is connected to the work that you do. So now that you are a published author yourself, how has this accomplishment of being an author impacted not only your life but your business?
Well, I think there was an interesting impact that I didn't really anticipate. I think the emotional response that I've had from a number of people that have written in and told me about their experience of the book, and then also through the book launch process has been phenomenal in reconnecting with former clients, colleagues, friends, family. It really was an interesting experience that I didn't even have any insight into, when I was working on the project. But from a business perspective, it really has helped elevate my role in the event industry. I've gotten some requests to go speak at organizations to help share some insights so that they can improve their return on investment. So a nonprofit has reached out and asked if I would come speak to them, to their team, and help educate them a little bit more on the process of creating an event that will give them a maximum return on investment. So I'm starting to see the book launched February 1st, and it was this 1 month in has been just really spectacular and really reconnecting with those that I've worked with and really informing new or potential clients with the impact that we can bring to their organization.
Awesome. Well, Trace, is there anything else you want the audience to know?
Yeah, I think that, I think that you can apply a lot of these disciplines that I share and stand out to any type of event that you may do. So you really, if you want to do something, you know, say at home with your friends and family, it's really important to just take a moment. And you don't have to go into in-depth conversations by no means, but I think it's important to always understand what it is that you want to accomplish and what reactions or what kind of motivations do you want to create. It creates a powerful experience for not only you, but for your guests. And I think that there is some learning from just exploring the pages and understanding how simple of a it can be and make significant impact on your event. So, I think that that's been some of the comments that I've received is like the seventh step discovery process that we have in the book can be applied to any event that you're doing, whether it be a product launch, whether it be a private event, even a wedding or social event. That was something that I felt like was very interesting from folks that I've received, that like you could, really impact your experience just from the seven quick steps that we do in our discovery process.
Awesome. Well, we don't want to wrap this show up without telling people how to connect with you because, having shared all this stuff with them, we need to let them know how to connect with you. So go ahead and give us all that info.
Sure. Thank you. Our website is on the World Wide Web at eventdesign.expert, and or you can reach us through standout-book.com. We just recently put a chapter review, a free preview on standout-book.com, and you could also purchase the book through that website. And the eventdesign.expert has a whole host of different events that we've done for organizations, kind of explains our process, and our phone number is listed on the website, so you can certainly reach out to us that way. Or our email is trace@tracekingham.com.
Okay, Trace, I'm also going to ask you, just to make it easy for people, to go to the show page and type all those websites there so people who may be, passing by that way can also easily click.
Okay.
Well, I want to just thank you so much for sharing your time with us today, Trace. It's fantastic. I love the idea of results-driven events. I really love that concept, and I'm sure, anyone listening today will appreciate the value of that, and I really hope they'll connect with you. So thank you for joining me again.
Thank you, Judy. I really appreciate your time.
And thank you all for listening in to Rising Stars here over at Debt-Free Wealth Radio. Trudy Behrman here saying I love you all, and I'll see you next time.